They get picked up and dropped off and serviced at a much better rate than the competition. So here's my suggestion. If you can't find an R&R Sanitation porta potty, go in the woods. Otherwise, make sure you're using R&R Sanitation. R&R Portable Toilets. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Save up to 15% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Save up to $200 on select Yamaha acoustic and electronic drum sets. Up to $500 off Yamaha synths. Or get up to a $50 gift card when you buy select Yamaha acoustic guitars. $50, $100, $200, up to $500 off select Yamaha gear. The best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-731-2474. 800-731-2474.
Earn free slot play faster. Get to Argosy Casino Alton for the free slot play accelerator every day in September. The more you play, the more you earn.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Still open on weekends while the weather's nice this weekend. Get in the car and get a bunch of people together and go enjoy some movies outside on the Skyview's giant screen with their great audio. The Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. I am Paul Harris, Ian Geist, Dan Strauss here with me, and now we need you to play the Harris Challenge. Challenge only works with contestants, and you can be one of them as long as you have not played in the last 60 days. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Why do I keep saying toll-free? Does that even matter anymore in the age of cell phones where you don't pay per phone call?
I don't think so.
It's minutes that count now, right?
Yeah, there is no more long distance, right? The people don't have to pay for a landline. Do you still pay for long distance?
I haven't had a landline for years, no idea how that works. But and I don't have to put the one in there either, because every cell phone dials the one automatically when necessary. Remember how confusing it was when they split off 314 and 636?
Yes.
And some,
if it was over the river in St. Charles, I think you had to dial a one.
Yes,
first. But
sometimes you didn't because it wasn't far enough away. That's one of those things that we'll never have to do again because technology made our lives so much easier. Thank you, Mr. Technology. Let's meet the first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Paul. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. As a contestant on the challenge, you get the unique broadcasting opportunity to suck up to the boss or shout out to the family or use some time to do a commercial endorsement you have prearranged for your own financial benefits. We call it the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go ahead.
For all your heating and cooling needs, call Classic Air Care.
Okay. Let's start on a semi-random category computer and see which categories come spilling out of here. We know the number one category because it's always, have you been paying attention? Category two, 9/11, a day of disaster. And category three, lose who will not be at Lou Fest, which is in Forest Park this weekend. Which one would you like?
I have been paying attention.
All right, Steve, here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask you five questions. You have a minute to answer them. You can pass on any question and come back and pick it up later if you still have time left before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark. That's when I'll tally up your points, and if you've gotten more than half of the 15 available points, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
You are, Paul. We have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have Skyview Drive-In movie passes.
Yeah, tonight you can go see Minions and Jurassic World on Screen 1, or The Visit, brand new movie that Colin liked in his review today. The Visit and Sinister 2. I guess that's the scary screen.
Yes.
And you've got the, Jurassic World, probably pretty scary, too. But those are your choices tonight at the Skyview.
That's right. We have also thrown into the mix. We have tickets to see John Lovitz tomorrow night at Lumiere Casino.
Now, we only have one pair of tickets.
One pair, that's
for this,
right.
So only one person is going to get the, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yes, that's right. Or from Family Nuts, it's a locally owned family candy store right here in Westport.
Mm-hmm.
We have one free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of Elite Chocolate or Nuts.
You know how that store got its name?
How?
People in the neighborhood said, that family's nuts! Hey! That's a business right there!
Let's make a store.
So you have your choice of those prizes, but if you get all the questions right and earn 15 points, we will add this bonus prize.
That's right. The clean sweep will get you a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMond in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. You can check jimmyscafe.com.
Plus, don't forget, all you can eat crack sticks on every table.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yes,
those
it
are
is.
Great.
All right, Steve's category is, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Steve, which Republican presidential candidate announced this afternoon here in St. Louis that he is suspending his campaign?
Pass.
What did Pope Francis announce would now be cheaper and easier for Catholics to do?
Pass.
Queen Elizabeth has become the longest-reigning monarch in United Kingdom history. Whose record did she surpass this week?
I chose this on my own free will. Pass.
Question 4. On what continent did scientists find hundreds of fossils deep inside a cave representing a previously unidentified species of early human lineage called Homo naledi? Pick a continent at random, Steve.
Asia. Oh.
Asia is wrong. It's Africa. Sam Smith has been chosen to sing the theme song to Spectre, the latest in what long-running movie series?
I don't know, Paul. I don't.
What if I told you his name was Smith? Sam Smith.
I apologize for that, gentlemen.
Well, if I said Smith, oh, Sam okay. Smith, you should know it was James Bond.
All right.
Rick Perry has essentially dropped out of the Republican race. Pope Francis has made it cheaper and easier for Catholics to annul their marriages. And Queen Victoria held the record before Queen Elizabeth passed it this week. And I think the way she did it was by working really, really hard and having $500 million.
Mm.
Oh, wait. By working really hard, I mean standing around and looking at her dog and her purse all
and
day
waving.
Long. And waving, that's about it. Steve, it's been a while since anybody put a goose egg up on a scoreboard, but look at that one right there. That nada, that zilch, that zippo, that squat.
I won't call back for at least 120 days.
Well, don't go anywhere yet, Steve, because when you don't win on this on the challenge, you get punished.
I
mentioned that Lou Fest is this weekend, so I went into the category, into the archives to find somebody named Lou, and it came up with one-time Calypso singer turned head of the Nation of Islam. Yes, it's Louis Farrakhan. And this is not a joke. This is actually him singing.
Now, my sister has a boyfriend who's really swell. But what he does, I am bound to tell. He got a pair of hands to use with nylon grip. He got them roving all about the place. She had to tell him, don't touch my nylon, Johnny. I don't like this carry-on. Take your hand off my nylon, boy. You really got to stop this carry-on.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's for real, ladies and gentlemen. Steve made you hear it. Blame him. Have a good weekend, Steve. Thanks.
You guys, thanks.
Here comes contestant number 2. Hello, Dan.
Hello there, Paul.
Hi. No, not you. Not you, Dan Strauss. This is Dan on line two.
Oh.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, don't have a whole lot to say. Just like to say hi to my son, Andrew, and his girlfriend, Andy.
All right. Categories are 9/11, A Day of Disaster, Lose, Who Will Not Be at Lou Fest, or our new third category, You Call That Sports?
Let's try the Lou category.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Dan, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who writes, directs, and edits every episode of the FX series Louie?
Louis C.K.?
Correct. Which Lou spent decades working with Bud Abbott?
Lou Costello.
Correct. Which Lou starred as the Incredible Hulk on TV?
Mr. Lou Ferrigno.
Correct. Which Lou was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame work for his solo work and as a leader of the Velvet Underground?
Lou
Reed. Here's your five-pointer. You need this for the win. Which Lou played Richie Valens in the movie La Bamba?
Lou Diamond Phillips.
You are absolutely right, Dan, and you've got yourself 11 points for the win. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring on contestant number three. Hello, Elliot.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You can tell us now about yourself.
First of all, Jim.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And I can say my boy, we were having a 14th birthday party for him tomorrow, and there's 11 14-year-olds spending the night, boys. So good luck to my wife and me.
All right. You've contacted the authorities to be on standby, right?
Yeah.
Good luck, Elliot.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here are your category choices. 9/11, A Day of Disaster. You call that sports? Or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week.
Multiple Choice Week.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was Donald Trump referring to in a Rolling Stone interview when he said, "Look at that face. Would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that? The face of our next president?" Was it?
Pass. I can't remember. Oh,
was it
multiple choice.
Bobby Jindal, Carly Fiorina, or Jeb Bush?
B.
Carly Fiorina is right. Which of these real-life men who were portrayed in a movie is running for political office? Donnie Brasco, Frank Serpico, or Whitey Bulger?
A.
No, it's Frank Serpico. Which of these animals was spotted recently in Louisiana? A pink dolphin, a blue cow, a green pelican?
The pink dolphin.
Correct. Which of these did not receive a medal at the White House this week? Toby Keith, Sally Field, Larry McMurtry?
Toby Keith.
Correct. Which country elected a former comedian as president this week? Ivory Coast, Turkmenistan, or Guatemala?
Ivory Coast.
You said Ivory Coast?
Yes.
You should have said Guatemala. But here's the good news for you, Elliot. You got the 1 and the 3 and the 4, and that squeezes you by with 8 points for the win.
Oh, awesome.
Nicely done. Hang on, and Dan will pick you up in a moment while I pick up our next contestant. Hello, Jim.
Howdy.
Hi. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to shout out to my wife, Dolores, and my kids, Josh, Jessica, Tim, and Kelly.
Okay. Which category would you like of the two that are left? 9/11, A Day of Disaster, or You Call That Sports?
You Call That Sports.
60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who beat Serena Williams in the U.S. Open semifinal this afternoon?
I don't remember the name.
Two-pointer. Sorry. Here's your two-pointer. Which quarterback who was cut by the Eagles on Saturday will now return to the SEC network where he'll be an analyst?
Bradshaw.
Tim Tebow. Which visiting NFL team said it had a mysterious problem with its headset communication system in Foxborough last night?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Correct. Where did a pillow fight lead to 30 injuries, including 24 concussions last month?
Don't know.
Which black former tennis star was mistaken for a criminal and tackled by the NYPD this week?
I don't remember his name either.
Well, we need that, or the Serena opponent who beat her today, or the place where the pillow fight took place.
Alabama University.
The pillow fight took place at West Point, where the officials say, well, this is a tradition we've had for years. And yes, some of the cadets did put helmets and other things inside the pillowcase and cause concussions and other damages to other cadets. But we're not going to change the tradition. Those are your future military leaders right there.
Yes.
Serena Williams lost, shockingly, to the unseeded Italian player Roberta Vinci, who will now go on to play another Italian named Flavia Panetta in the finals at the U.S. Open, breaking up Serena's chances for the calendar slam. They will play on Saturday. And the former tennis star who was mistaken for a criminal and tackled by the NYPD this week was James Blake. And by the way, I saw a headline about the story that said he was a former black tennis star. No, he's still black.
Yes.
you have a dangling modifier there, sir. Yes. Let's see how Jim did here. All you got was 3 points for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And unfortunately, that's better than their field goal kicker was able to do last night. You see that? The new guy, Sean Swisham used to be the place kicker for the Steelers. He's gone, and they have a new guy. I don't even know his name. Comes in last night, misses his first two field goals.
Mm.
Yeah. You think at that point Mike Tomlin said, get somebody else in here. You know what? He may have said that, but they couldn't hear him because the Patriots were jamming the signal.
That's right.
Anyway, Jim, you get punished as well.
I deserve it.
Last night he made her go out her nylon dress. That was the day she wanted to get. He touched her hat, a glove, and a stocking too. Then she found what he was trying to do. And she told him, don't touch my nylon, Johnny. I don't like this carrying on. Take your hand off my nylon, boy. You really have to stop this carrying on.
Can't tell you how many times I've had to say to Dan, do not touch my nylon, Johnny.
Yes.
My nylon...
I understand why he switched careers.
Whoa.
My nylon Johnny is none of your business.
No.
Sorry you had to hear that, Jim. I hope you have a great weekend with the family.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here's our final contestant. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how you doing? That's Farrakhan music. That's you really dug deep there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. It's a deep well of punishment music I've got here. Tell us about yourself, Ben.
I am Ben. I live in St. Charles. I am married to a woman named Pamela. I have a son named Ben. Ben is going to a dance tonight. My wife and I are going to go out to dinner, and we're going to drink out of real glasses that might have alcohol in
it. Yeah, but good plan.
You mean they're
not pretty exciting?
You mean they're not plastic or jelly jars?
No, they're not. It's going to be so cool.
Oh, good.
How
for
old
you.
Is your
I'm
son?
How old is your son?
He's 12.
All right. Well, I hope he has fun.
Oh, he will have a blast.
Yeah, good luck with the hormones, Ben Jr. you know how you make a hormone? You touch her nylons.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Johnny, cut it out.
Hey. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Ben, your category is 9/11, a day of disaster. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Besides the World Trade Center, what other building was hit by the terrorists on 9/11/01?
Pentagon.
Right. In what state did the fourth hijacked plane crash?
Pennsylvania.
Correct. What state was President Bush in when the attack occurred?
Ooh. He was reading the goat book. Louisiana?
Florida. He went to Louisiana after that. For 2 points each, name the two airlines whose planes were hijacked that day.
United and Delta.
American is the other one. United is correct. Who was the mayor of New York City on that fateful day?
Oh, Rudy Giuliani.
Please continue your enthusiasm. Ben, you got 10 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Yay for me.
Yay for you. Nicely done. Hang on.
Okay.
While we're on this subject here, I just want to mention one thing. If you've never seen the 2006 movie United 93, which was written and directed by Paul Greengrass, and it's about the plane that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and about the passengers and the terrorists and all that sort of stuff. It is a phenomenal movie. Here's the weird thing about it, and I've had this experience with other movies that I've seen where I know the ending because it's a real-life movie. I mean, if you watch Saving Private Ryan, you know that the troops eventually get on shore at Normandy and they go and they win that invasion.
Titanic.
But the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan are horrifying to watch because
it's the most intense.
It grabs you. It's intense. Yeah. Titanic, you know what's going to happen there. The ship is going to go down. Spoiler alert. Well, in United 93, we know that the passengers are not able to save the plane, but they are able to get into the cockpit or maybe do whatever they do, but the terrorists then crash the plane. I will tell you, I've seen this movie twice, and both times I'm still rooting for them to get in there and defeat these guys and get to the controls of the plane and save it. And the way Greengrass directed that movie is so gripping and so suspenseful, I believed that they were going to save the day. If you haven't seen it, it's called United 93.
And the other part about that movie is when all the passengers on the plane were calling their loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
Telling them.
Oh, yeah.
This is it. You
yeah.
know,
I mean, it's horribly sad yes. because we remember that day. Here we are 14 years removed and we still can remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a phenomenal piece of movie making, United 93. Speaking of movies, the Skyview Drive-In has two screens going tonight and continuing to show them weekends through September. On screen one tonight, they've got Minions and Jurassic World. Screen two, The Visit and Sinister 2. They are the proud sponsors of the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday afternoon right around 5:15. The Harris Challenge is the most fun you can have with your radio on. And it's exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. When we come back, we'll have Mike Evans in Hollywood, and I'll have today's batch of knuckleheads in the news.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic now and go airborne. Here's Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, just flew over an accident southbound 270 just south of Gravois Block in the right lane and right shoulder. That has traffic jammed up at least a page southbound on 270. Seeing the volume as well. Westbound on 44, that right lane is stacked up between Lindbergh and 270 southbound ramp. Eastbound on 64, delays remain. East Compton-ish headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, the right lane heavy. Park up to the Poplar. Northbound 170 this afternoon. There was an earlier accident that was just south of 270, but that caused some problems. It's causing delays still. It's still heavy between the Rock Road and Highway 270 in pockets. Southbound 170 has been heavy all afternoon from at least 3 o'clock on. Woodson Road down through Highway 64, westbound 64. On your brakes, coming out of the city, the normal stretch passing Forest Park. Then again, headed towards 270 and down the hill towards Mason Road. Eastbound on 270, pocket of volume now between Clayton Warson and Big Bend. Westbound on 270, last check, they were still working that accident that was in Highway N, blocking the left lane. We're headed out there to check that one out for you right now. This update brought to you by the Extra Temple Scano Thermometer. The Extra Temple Scano Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. I'm Frank Glenn in the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Monday morning, we catch up with Gail Pennington and David Stokes from the Show Me Institute and recap the first Rams home game.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I just want to say thanks for all you do.
Thank me for what, Eddie?
Well, you've just done so much, Mr. Shannon. You brought joy to so many people as a ball player. You've been the great voice of the ball club for decades. You really represent our town well. And not to mention what you've done for Fast Eddie.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be part of this town for a long time. And while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's had become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Would you like an extended warranty with your new refrigerator, sir?
An extended warranty for your washer provides extra protection.
Well...
And what about an extended warranty?
An extended warranty?
No thanks. I have complete coverage with Total Protect.
An extended warranty is definitely something you should have, but a separate warranty for every appliance would cost a fortune. With a Total Protect Home Warranty, one plan can help cover the repair and replacement costs of up to 20 vital home appliances, from your air conditioner, refrigerator, washer, or plumbing system. You can even choose to cover your pool or spa. You'll have total control to personalize a plan to fit your needs. And when a breakdown does occur, our 180-day workmanship guarantee provides total peace of mind. You can even protect your family, because for a limited time, a Total Protect combo plan comes with a Nest Protect smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, a $99 value, at no additional charge. For free information and a no-obligation free quote, call 1-800-444-2616. 1-800-444-2616. 1-800-444-2616.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a Regions Business Banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a Regions Business Banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
So you tried to crank up your AC and it doesn't work? Uh-oh, you might need a new one. Well, Premier Heating and Cooling can install one for you. Any brand you want. They service a lot of them. Call Premier Heating and Cooling to ask about all manufacturers and utility rebates available. 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingandcooling.net. Why Premier? They're family-owned with over 25 years in the residential and commercial business here in the St. Louis area. All of their technicians are certified and factory-trained, and they've completed a rigorous 5-year training program as well as continuing education and training. They're fully licensed and bonded. They do both residential and commercial. The website again, premierheatingcooling.net. Now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure your air conditioner is ready for the hot summer season. It's Premier Heating and Cooling. Give them a call and be comfortable this summer. 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingcooling.net.
RVing is an adventure limited only by your imagination. It's a way to get to know your family again. It's the opportunity to do just what you want to do when you want to do it. Think about it. No more tight schedules and airport security. Whether you dream of visiting a tourist hotspot or tailgating, an RV is a perfect fit for anyone who wants to set out on an adventure. Find your perfect RV from one of our dealers. Come to the St. Louis Fall RV Show, September 11th through 13th at St. Louis Outlet Mall in Hazelwood.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Don't know what to do about that old car sitting in your garage or your driveway? Repairs are costly, and why pay taxes on it? Here's a thought. Donate it to my friends at Goodwill. You'll get a tax deduction, and they'll even tow it. Goodwill turns the money from the sale of your car into jobs for people with disabilities. And even better, the money stays right here. It's a win-win for everyone. Goodwill makes donating your car easy. Check it out at mersgoodwill.org.
My name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255.
The St. Louis RV Fall Show is going on now at I-70 in the Bryan Road exit in O'Fallon, Missouri. All the top-name brands are here: Winnebago, Thor, Forest River, and Heartland. Factory reps are here with special rebates. Huge selections of motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers. special show financing with on-the-spot approval. Pre-owned names include Tiffin, Fleetwood, and Newmar. The St. Louis RV Show, now through Saturday, I-70, Bryan Road Exit, O'Fallon, Missouri, 314-743-3939.
Johnny Mathis is coming to the Fabulous Fox Theater September 19th, and you can win tickets on KTRS.
It's wonderful, wonderful.
Right now, text Johnny Mathis to 84126 or go to KTRS.com to register in the contest tab. And chances are, you and a friend will see Johnny Mathis in concert at the Fabulous Fox Theater September 19th from the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yes, it is Friday. And this portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great place to have a sit-down meal, Annie Gunn's. Just one look at their menu, your mouth will start watering. And then when you're all ready to get some great food, the service will blow you away. And, of course, right next door is the Smokehouse Market where you can get food to go. They're both in the Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's on the Smokehouse Market. And now is where I would normally introduce our friend from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans. Here now with an update on Mike Evans. Let's go to executive producer Dan Strauss.
What was that?
What's the story on Mike Evans?
I can't get a hold of him. Cannot get a hold of him.
Is he still in Canada?
He's in Canada, yes.
Okay, so this little inside radio thing. Mike does segments not just for this show, but for dozens of radio stations all across the country. And not only in this country, but also in Canada. And he works for one morning show in Edmonton, Canada, where he phones in and does his stuff for them. And apparently they're having a golf tournament there this weekend, and they decided to fly Mike in to be a part of that because he likes to play golf. And I'm guessing, is Edmonton in our time zone?
No. It's in, I believe it's, I don't know. I think
it's in the center somewhere of Canada.
I don't
mountain.
Think it's,
mountain
it's
time
mountain
zone.
Time,
so yeah. So it's
1 hour.
It's 5:45 here, so it's 4:45 there. That's right around the time Mike would start drinking anyway. And today today somebody else is paying for the booze.
No. He started drinking yesterday at 4:45.
Yes. No. I'm guessing you start on the putting green, practice putting green
before you tee off,
which would be probably around
10:30 this morning. So yeah, there was no chance he was going to be available for a live segment, was there?
I wouldn't think so. No.
Eight sheets.
I tried, though.
All right, that's the Mike Evans segment brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I think it's one of the best he's ever done.
I think so, too. Why don't you play the Nanakani Hini
Hana? Oh, yeah.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Ananakuli Makawani Yana Ona Nanalula Wa Hawaii.
It's almost like he was here.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go.
Before we get to knuckleheads in the news, Ian was telling me during the commercial break about a website for people who want to binge watch a TV series.
I stumbled upon this, and so that's the new thing nowadays when either hear about a series that has been off the air for a couple of years, you go, I want to catch up or watch the entire thing.
So a perfect example was several years ago when The Sopranos was about to head into its final season. I had not watched any of The Sopranos, even though my wife had. And so I said, okay, I'm going to binge watch every Sopranos episode, which took me, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks because I wasn't doing it all day, every day. And I finished about 3 days before that final season started, which was nice because I had all the knowledge of what was going on and I could watch it with her. But then it was frustrating because we were watching it and I only got to see 1 hour a week.
Yeah, hey, come on.
During that final season, I should have waited until the end. And didn't you do Breaking Bad?
I did Breaking Bad that way, yes. In about 10 days, I think, I watched, what was it, 5 seasons, I think?
Yeah, five and a half, something like that.
Yes. Yeah. And so somebody compiled a website It's called BingeClock.com. Let's say you have a week off of vacation and you want to stay up 24 hours a day and binge watch a series.
Okay.
This website will give you the amount of days that you would need.
Okay.
To
So what do you have the website? What if you typed in The Sopranos? I'm just curious.
I just did. I typed in The Sopranos. So let's say you had a week off of work and you wanted to watch every episode of The Sopranos without the well, there are no commercials on HBO,
right,
but without the opening credits and without the closing credits.
Okay.
Just the meat of the episode.
The stuff you would not fast forward through.
Yes. It would take you 3.6 days.
That's all?
That's all.
Well, of course, that's 24.
That's watching,
24
yes,
hours.
That's watching 24 hours a day straight, yes.
Okay.
No bathroom breaks or anything.
Okay. So that means, let's say you only watched it, 24 hours a day, 3 days, that's 72 hours, so maybe 80 hours or so. So if you were watching it 8 hours a day, it would take you 10 days.
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess that was about what, Breaking Bad, I think. I'm sure that was the same number of episodes.
Maybe a little bit less. Let's try to figure out a series that was on the air longer than that. How about, I know Cheers and Frasier were both on the air for 11 years. Probably have the same number of episodes.
All right. Cheers?
I'm going to say it might be less because they were only half-hour sitcoms. So 11 years for those, I'm going to say 4.5 days.
Kind of close, 5.8.
Okay.
And I looked up The Simpsons because I go, what are they on, their 24th or 25th season?
Maybe
something
more than
like
that. I don't
so
know.
I was like, what would that possibly take? It
yeah.
was a lot less than I thought. It would only take you 12 days.
To watch every one.
To watch every one.
I think one of the either FX or FXX channels did that
yes.
last year when they got the rights to it.
They're getting ready to start doing it again.
Yes. Why wouldn't they? All they got to do is push on and go home for a week and a half.
But then Colin came in earlier and we were discussing this. So we started doing, what's a show that was running every day?
Oh, yeah.
For a long time.
Oh, 5 day a week. Let's see.
So Colin came up with the example of a soap opera.
Oh, yeah.
Like Days of Our
World.
Lives.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That's been on the air forever.
That's been on a long time,
yeah.
Every day for how many years? So it would take you 522.6 days to watch every episode of Days of Our Lives.
Oh, if you watched around the clock, that's a year and a half.
So?
A year and a half.
Somebody nearing retirement?
wow.
Maybe.
What about other hour? I mean, The Price is Right, I think, has been on the air since... Maybe longer than that.
Yeah. I think
and
it's
an hour a day.
1972 here. That would be 350 days, almost a year, whole year.
What about As the World Turns?
Because
Days
World
of Our Lives is a good one.
Which one? Which is As the World Turns still on the air? I don't think so.
That one's less than Days of Our Lives. It's only 476 days.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, I know one. 60 Minutes. That's been again, that's only weekly, so it
yeah.
doesn't matter.
Yeah, and
the weekly shows...
so we looked that one up. It's not that impressive. It's 58.9 days. Still a long time.
Yeah, but not 530
not
whatever.
Over a year.
Wow, all right. So what's the website again?
BingeClock.com.
All right, there you go. This portion of the show is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. When you need a cab, you don't need Uber. You need the STL Taxi app. That'll help you get a cab to your door, or you can call them at 314-652-3456. There's the music. It means we span the globe for stories whacking enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin right here in St. Louis, where Brandon Ward was watching a TV news story about looting at the Delwood Market in Ferguson last November when he recognized himself in the surveillance video. Police had released that video to ask the public to help identify the suspect, so Brandon was watching TV and then posted a screen grab from that TV news story on his Facebook page and wrote, LMFAO, I'm on TV! Now, we've had many stories like this where somebody taunted the police on Facebook. They don't really work out that well.
No.
In this case, Brandon's mother saw his post. She called the police because she wanted them to know, I didn't raise my boy to be a criminal. Yeah, you may not have raised him that way, but here's video of him looting the Delwood Market. And her tip helped the cops find the 19-year-old, who then admitted participating in it. And he's one of about 60 people in the county who've been arrested in connection with the looting in Ferguson. Story number two comes from Waco, Texas, where the cops pulled over a 1998 Toyota SUV being driven by Gabriel Garcia near the West Elementary School. When they searched the car, they found 2.7 grams of meth under the driver's seat. They also found a second drug stash in the purse of the passenger, Ashley Castaneda. She had a set of scales and nearly 30 grams of methamphetamine. So they're taking them both to jail, and that's when Ashley admits to the cops something they did not know. She told them she had a loaded weapon in her vagina. Just going to pause, let that sink in for a moment. Not the gun, the thought of that.
Right? Yeah.
So the officer pulled over to the side of the road, and according to the police report, quote, retrieved a loaded Smith & Wesson .22 caliber handgun hidden inside the woman, which was fully loaded, including a round in the chamber, unquote. Now, it doesn't say how it was retrieved, and it also doesn't say whether the safety was on. I hope it was. Both Gabe and Ashley were charged with possession of a controlled substance, and Ashley was also charged with unlawfully carrying a weapon.
And no discharge, too, right?
None, in any manner. Story number three from San Marcos, Texas. Tara Monroe, an industrial engineering junior, had her driver's license automatically suspended after she refused a breathalyzer test after a concert. Her father drove to San Marcos from Kingswood, their hometown, and took away her car, leaving her with a bike to get around. But Tara hated riding the bike, so she went on Craigslist and bought a battery-powered Barbie Jeep for $60. And now she can be seen tooling around campus at 5 miles an hour, causing laughter and a slew of photos that have been sent via Snapchat and put up on Instagram and other social media. Tara told a reporter, quote, most people don't find the things me and my friends do very funny, just immature. So I didn't expect to get this big a reaction. People that don't know me are shocked, and my friends weren't even surprised because I do stuff like this all the time. It's the best way I could have gotten my 15 minutes of fame. Basically, it's the best decision I've made in college yet. Good luck with that career, Tara. Story number three comes from Wasilla, Alaska. Joshua Watford had been convicted of driving under the influence, but didn't go to the court-ordered classes he was supposed to attend. So police got a tip one day that he was in a pawn shop, and they went there and arrested him and put him in handcuffs and put him in the back seat of the patrol car. But before the cop could take Joshua to jail, another driver pulled up and started talking to the cop, asking him questions. And that's when Joshua's wife, Amber, got behind the wheel of the patrol car and took off with Joshua in the back seat. After a search of about an hour, using a helicopter, a canine unit, and all the patrol cars, somebody had the bright idea to go to Joshua and Amber's house, and sure enough, there's the car, and they're right inside watching TV. Or they were until they were taken away on a bunch of charges. And we'll finish with this story from Hoboken, New Jersey, of an ambulance responding to an emergency. On the way to the emergency, it hit a 19-year-old guy on a bike who had run a red light and didn't notice the ambulance coming the other way with its siren on. The cyclist, 19-year-old Rafael Mania, bounced off the ambulance, went airborne, and hit another car. So the ambulance stopped, the crew got out, put Rafael on a gurney, then went and picked up the emergency case and took them both to the hospital. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. You can always find more knuckleheads on my website, harrisonline.com, and the picture of the day as well, plus all my regular columns. Check that out, harrisonline.com. Fox 2 News at 6 is coming up next. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and all of us here who work on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon Friday edition, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, let's get a final check on traffic as we head into the weekend. Here's Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, we got a highway shutdown now. Eastbound Highway 70 just before West Forest, and you're backed up to Shreve. An accident there has all lanes blocked. Last report, it sounded like they were diverting you off at West Forest to get around this accident scene. So if you're headed in eastbound towards downtown St. Louis, you may want to jog into the express lanes, because that'll get you by the accident. It's the through lanes that are blocked, the right lanes that are blocked eastbound Highway 70 before West Forest. They clear the crash 64 westbound at Highway N. Still a pocket of volume there between N and Lake St. Louis. Southbound 270. South to Graboid, last check, they were still working that accident over on the right shoulder and in the right lane. And pockets of heavy volume back towards Page. This update brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery is on its way out? Stop by Advance, and they'll test it for you free of charge. At Advance Auto Parts, I'm Frank Ladd at the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
News, weather, and traffic to get you to and from work.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to Cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K. K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Or call 888-CABBAGE.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Missouri plays its first road game of the season Saturday evening. Gary Pinkel's Tigers make their first ever visit to Jonesboro, Arkansas, to face Arkansas State at 6 p.m. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me. Our Tiger Network coverage begins at 4, right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
This week on Christian Questions, Jesus often taught in stories, and his words about the kingdom of heaven were spoken in such a way. Can we know what the kingdom of heaven means? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Today, I am suspending my campaign for the presidency of the United States.
A change in the race for the White House, what Rick Perry said as he ended his campaign. And a man accused of stealing an ambulance from the hospital where police say he dumped it.
A nonprofit organization wants to revitalize every street in the country, named after the civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I'll tell you why they decided to start right here in St. Louis and how you can help.
Fox 2 News starts now with breaking news.
And we begin with a live picture from Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox over North St. Louis, where a pedestrian reportedly was hit on I-70 heading eastbound at West.